Tu só vi mai milda sugio aprašomi, tai esi panagalai. Tas esi nesugio, is if someone who is in a mokin di osoi, chosas si eishvim boi, they have had a graf shumi, ma she engi na ashbo shu bachotzer. Give them a chapa being zian to eat clearly. If you have a chosas that a person lives inside, the loch is you can take a graf shumi even be a dayim. Ma she engi na chosas a person does not live inside. Now the case in Mechaber is a case of a chotzer, and Tzif Lam and Zayin says in Mishabura Lav Dakka a chotzer that a person that sits inside, either the place a person sleeps, the same thing, or says in Mishabura a third thing, a place where a person eats. So whether you sit, sleep, or eat, that's Makom D'Rosay. Now the question is, how do you define practically Makom D'Rosay that you'll have a heter graf shuri? That means let's say in a place constantly, but it's not your dira. Is he said over here, Makom D'Rosay is a sibah, a heter of kavod avrias, and therefore might as well be motor? Or it's a simin that this place is motzi, and any place that you're motzi, you'll have a heter. Basically, nafkamino is on Shabbos, a person is in the base medrash for a couple of hours. Base medrash is not your Makom D'Rosay. However, it's a place that you are a couple of hours, and you have a bunch of tissues in front of you, you want to have a heter, moving him inside the sugyo graph. So the Makadai stopped discussing this Indian. Is the Mishnah we mentioned last week in Talmud Parakei Mishnah, the Sugin end of Erevin. Over there discussing the base of Mikdosh. When you have a sheretz, not Makom of Koras, the loch is you're supposed to cover it. The sheretz over here. In fact, the Rishonim in the place came, why don't we have a heter to take it out inside the Sugin of Graf Shuri'i? Why don't you have a heter? Says the Miri, you know why? It's not Makom Achilosoi Bishivosoi. It's not your Makom Vidiro. Says the Mishnah Melech and the Rambam. No chesbias hamikdash has been makom d'rosay. No chespasim gedal loch lemaisel. I mean, even though there are people around pashtus in the base hamikdash, still maisel is not enough to give you a heter over here. Has been makom d'rosay. At tzad hashenim, as my father points out, and the first old mishnayis, he discusses this question: what do you mean people not around? As a snoshim, people around all the time. So they seem to be arguing that lechor what's makom d'rosay? D'rosay means where you live, and not place where you're there constantly. The Tversola speaks out, I am so, one of you ever had to be inside the Sugyo graph. As you mentioned last week, Tversola's Chiddush and Lapas can go this way. You have a choice of taking something out or covering it. It's better to cover it because it seems to be, he understands, the idea of graph shuri is Tchoyo. And we spoke out in Lam Luvus Achreim is saying, you have a choice of covering is better, Alidei Goy is better, cotton is better. He said, Echonami, you have a head to have graph, but covering the mice is better. That's when we look in the Piskeria, the Tasteless really also has a question upon the mission over there. They want to tell you that you mock him of Yeshivasa because then you mock him tsar. Mashenki, the base of Mikdosh, does not mock him tsar, so one matriarch for no reason. So it seems to be a chum specifically in the base of Mikdosh, not that extended to the base of Medrash. The way the Miri says over the Mishnah Melech, they say you need mock him Yerosa Mamish, you need the Siba Shibai Mamish. Mashenki, the Teresa soul seems to not go this way. They've been building upon this, what's the lock of a base Medrash, a base Knesses? Do you have a heter? When Chespasim says to get it, we have nafka when you have a case of a mezuzah, mokum dira. Therefore, time is you have to be machmer in a shul, you have no heter. At Tzad HaShem, those will point out, you read Mishnah Berurah, brought down, bringing down the mokum from, that even in Mavai, there is no mezuzah there, and still you have a mokum of a heter of Rav Shuri, of Jesus of Egel. They point out, look for a kasha upon why when Chespasim says depend upon mezuzah, said to the Shmuel, who even that depend upon mezuzah, still you have a heter with mokum dira. We asked him, we asked Chaim Knievsky, he says, you do have a heter in the Beis Knesses. So we wrote back to Chaim, we don't understand, how can you say you have a heter in the Beis Knesses, yet the Miri, he comes along and says, you do not have a heter in the Beis Hamikdash. If the Miri before Shemishin says that way, how can you tell us you have a heter in the Beis Knesses? So he wrote back to us in the Beis Hamikdash, Shom B'mokim Sh'em Mestavim Makanim. They're not the Makom D'Rosay. They're not mistaken. They don't walk around that area over there. Since it's not the Makom of they dwell there, they're not there constantly. It's different in the case of the Beis Knesses and the Beis Medrash. Therefore, can you bring a raya from there? You can certainly discuss it for the Beis Hamikdash. M'chaim said there is no raya, and your shul and your davening, where you learn, will have a heter. You're there a couple of hours, you can move away the tissues. If your whole tissue is not going to get a moy, so the eating ones can move it away. I got those on the factory. He said, no. M'chaim says, not your Makom D'Rosay Mamish. Building upon this, coming the way to go together, the Motzoy, or the Makom D'Rosay Mamish, coming the Makom, it says, if it's Munach B'Mavoy, it's in your alleyway, it says the Makom D'Rosay Mamish, mutal asalka v'tzdobim. You have a right to put it to the side. The chodim grapple, Maisa, as far as we know, a mova is not makim d'irosai. We do not live in our alleyways. We live in houses. We live in a chotzer, extension of a house. We're in the world of what's the right, the makavom, to extend to the sugi of a mova. The chodim grapple with it. Maisa, the Torah Shabbos, and Minigil Seifu, once I chiddush. He says, you read the makavom soli, brought down with Mishnah Berurah. It says, a makim d'irosai sarekel. Dak of the chashat, you'll step in the tzaya, you step in this key. Then you have a bayal, bring it to where you live, and only over there you're coming to be meikel. Maisa, that's only not the pashas of the Maharam and the Eli Rabba and the Graz, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishibruah. They say Mavoi, because Makam Jirasri. And Beth, we read the Maksa Shekel clearly, he writes Mefurish, not the way he said the idea that Makam Shador is Labdafka, means any place in the Mavoi. We read the Menorah Torah that way, clearly. We read the Sivas, clearly not the way, Nazi Yisrael. Not like Gil Sefer means Chura, any place it's a Mavoi. And for the longest over here is, that a mova is an extension of your house, something that is the tzibur of two, a bunch of apartments together that have a mova, but just like a chutz can be yours or somebody else, a mova is also the extension you can make into a shusha yachid. It's a shutfist between everyone over here. So it seems to be understood that makam dirasa means not lapped after your personal private dira, of makam prati, means anything that's extended and part of parcel that can be part of your house, definitely get a makam dirasa. However, l'chura, let's say you have a graph in Rishus Rabbim. You can argue stark. Most of these places over here is Dafka Mavli. That means even though the Archa Shabbos says in a Mavli or Rishus Rabbim, Lulik Vaiterascha, it sounds like Dafka Gedev a Mavli. And thinking more than that, Rishus Rabbim, the Chulav Dafka, a Pashas is no Heter. Therefore, just to be practical, first, let's say you have this house in Shabbos, he has a garbage. It's overflowing, it's a graph, it's not nice in this house. So he takes it, shy night, he doesn't want to walk down a couple of flights and come back right now, put it outside his door, leaves in the hallway. He's had the Chesh Mishpat and the Shechinim, but on Chavari, separate sugya. Let's say they're not there for Shabbos, the Shechinim, or let's say you're the top floor by yourself, no one's around, they don't mind. Or the Shachin says, I let and you let, we let each other. So therefore it's outside the door. Come Shabbos morning, to bring it down outside. The Maase is a Makom D'irasai. You don't technically live there, but it's not worse than your Mavai. It's not worse than the extension of your house. The Chura is disgusting during the day to be there. Then people go up and down constantly. So to take it with you, the mice won't be a problem. But let's say you take it with you, and you come downstairs, you go to outside the street, it's a heavy bag, you put it down in the street. Then, without the Erev Shabbos, the Chura to pick it up again, so you have a heter graph, where there's no heter. The only heter we see. What? So what? It's not one of you also.
Why is he putting it down?
If it says too heavy, you put it down for a second, to pick it up again. Again, it's a total muksa. No, adjusting it. I didn't say stopping. If you adjust something and you put it down in Rishus Rabbim, it's a nochel. If you're adjusting, you're stopping and putting it on your back. Yes, if he stops and adjusts it in his hands, you're right. But put it down, that's a nochel. That's a new akir over here. A new akir, a new total muksa, without a het of graph, because there's no heter.
Is that your nochel?
Again, I said, it's not. I said, it's just your album. I said, in your building, yes. I mean, put it in the street. We have an area over here, in let's say, in Hanof, other areas, I'm not sure it'll be nickel what Mokhavam means, Mokhavamobai, that meant where the Mamish lived. What? Again, it has to be the case of Mokhavam. This is Mokhavam, it's just your album. I can't, it's just your album, I'll eat it, it's just
I'm going to
clean the whole Yerushalayim. Again, I'm not going to clean the Chol HaGasi. If I put it down the Chol HaGasi, I'm not sure there's a heter. Now, this is only again, not like Megillah Sefer. Go like Megillah Sefer, or the Torah Shabbat, it says the whole heter, Jesus regal, daf, you step on it, you put the garbage outside the house by the door, you'll have no heter even by in front of the door. According to him, you can even take it from your hallway and downstairs. Even that he wants to answer it. I mean, it depends how you stand among a room, how far to matter. Is it matter in the hallway or not? Think, yeah, I'm going to say one, say no. Now, Makom D'irasai, Pasha means any place inside the house. Interesting, the Sfarim discuss is the kitchen Makom D'irasai. Benoma Zilber, Ozindru, and the Shalom Yehuda Paskin is the kitchen. We live there, it's Makom D'irasai. We have garbage there, what's the big deal? You'll have no heter taking garbage out of your kitchen. Maisa, the Yisrael B'Yashiv, Maisa says, if it bothers you, that's part of your dira. Athena Shah Mendelssohn wants a taino. That's a place that you live. But the Shani says you have to be a place that has a mamuva. Not to have a long time in attention, you don't have a heter. So he wrote back to Mulchura, what's the chilchim then in the case of a mavani? A mavani, you're passing juices regal, and why in the world in the kitchen have to be a zman ruba? So he wrote back to us, Erech Nami, if you say you're out of the kitchen, then you're nothing to get it, even though you're not eating, in the place that's yibokan. If that's so, I think about all our kitchens here, and again, I don't know what B'nim was over B'nai Bak, how they lived, I don't think it's a small place, and for sure they were the kitchen. But my son, again, to us, I think everyone agrees mokan dirasri, you have a garbage that's overflowing, Kobi Michel get only eating was even the case of Mois. A body can't take it out.
What about her?
The gate, we'll get there. The gate to a case of Marpeset, a chotzer, the Mishbura Machabam very clear, depends where the chotzer is. If it's in front of your house, a place that you have it constantly, even in the back of my house, we seem to have extension in the house, about a gravel over there, you have had to walk into your house. Mashenkin, a place where in the back of your house, you have a sukkah there once a year, otherwise you might never go there, even though now you have to go there on Shabbos. You won't have any head to grab because it's not mocking to you, also you can't take things away from it. Interesting case you can discuss. Let's say the kid's diaper somehow fell into the bathtub. Somehow, I'll give you a bunch of ways how that happens. But mice, it's in the bathtub. No one lives in the bathtub, not mocking to you, also. You close the door, you put the curtain there. Mice, is it graph or is it just, it doesn't belong there? The Chura, I don't think Nichol and Geheter welcome Divorce in the bathtub to take it out from the garbage. La Dachin is a Heter.
Why do you separate
the bathroom?
What?
The bathroom
is one thing.
Again, I think it's not because it's a graph, it's disgusting, it doesn't belong there. And I think you can make that section area not being welcome Divorce. So, you can argue the point.
Half the kitchen,
I said you can argue the point, and you're arguing. Very good. Now, you could start clearing the question over here, how do you clean up a hole after a kiddush. That means you have a hole, and you have a kiddush over there, and as far as I know, this hole is not mokum dirasai. It's a place you made a kiddush. Do you have a heter graf? It's not a place that people is you live there, especially after the end of the kiddush. So I'm going to think about Yesh Logan, clearly where the heter is, it's a sugar graf. Now, you can tell me it's not graf, or you can tell me it only is graf, but if you stick around, you schmooze, maybe that's mokum dirasai. But maybe we'll get to other cases where it's not that simple cleaning up a case of a Kiddush afterwards. And the great different locals in the Sugya of Graf, they discussed we have a heter moving mukso. What does it mean a heter moving mukso? Does that mean you have a heter in Graf or a heter in mukso? Beer over. The person has a garbage in front of you, a garbage mukso mach maskufoi, you have a right to metatol. Therefore, you have a heter to move every mukso mach maskufoi, for example, a kid made on the floor, you want to move dirt, which is Muksamach Maskufoi, to cover the graph. That means you're not moving the graph, you're moving in other Muksa to cover the graph. Is there a heter Muksa? Who's a heter in the graph to go move over here? That's when you discuss this question, you're discussing the neft, these old kerosene had a bad smell to it. It's coming out the smell of here, the fire was not lit anymore. The question was, can you take a knob, which for whatever reason they called Muksamach Maskufoi, can you close the knob and have a heter inside a Sugya graph? That means you're moving one thing to take care of the graph. You're not moving the graph itself. Meister Hartzvi, a friend, that's how Meister is Masopik. Shlom Zalman, numerous times in Shmir Shabbos, he said, on the topic, Tomid, this question, can you move one for another? Therefore, the Ik and the Malachim are in the topic, and Shlom Zalman is the topic. Those who want me Machmik, it'll say for a car. Those who want me make a lot of growth, the Ik and the topic. God, simply in the case of the Neft, come look at a shani, he wants a tiny, if that's a derech, I take care of the graph, it's a close the button, that he wants to buy this motor, gets how you take care of the graph. But in general, can you move mukso to take care of graph, which we'll get to, can you move your garbage can to the table? Now that's simple. That means if you want to take away the garbage from the table's graph, can you move your garbage to the table? Of course, mamash seems to be built upon this question, which is very hard to make, which we'll get to.
I see that's the graph to take more out.
That's the graph. I'm asking you have a heter in
the ubits.
Okay? That's the graph.
Even without my minimal inside.
That's the dual cover beer, says Mishnah Berurah. Here, I can take care of it. I can take care of it. Except I've got to do another way. That's the question. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah cover the beer, actually.
We'll get
there. Maybe. Now, building upon this, let's say a case right now, it's not a graph. But it will be a graph. Example, you have a can inside your house. if you don't get rid of it eventually, it leaves presence behind. So right now, it does not leave any presence. I think everyone says that means. But the mice, they're going to go to the bathroom eventually. Do you ever have to take out the cat beside Graf? You have a turtle in your house. Because it's been a little Shabbat. Can you take the turtle out? Because otherwise, eventually, he makes it on the floor. Do you ever have to right now? So mice, the Minchas Shabbos, discussing the case of a cat, brought down the Shalom Zavon. The time is, Graf, you don't have to wait for it to happen. You take care of it right now. Reish Levam, the chap says, why? What's the answer? If you tell me later on you can't get rid of the graph, I hear. Later on you can take care of it, get rid of the graph, so right now you have no answer. That is to take care of the graph when you have a graph. Who said it before and you can? More of a shayla is, how do you find the get of a graph? I'm not making the graph, the cat's making the graph. Let's not make a graph, okay. Take it a step further, or more in the Gea, what defines graph? We know it's either inimus or moris. But what defines, who defines inimus or moris? The person or the tzibur? Very important question, who defines something? So Be'etzem, there's a four shaman rish ayin test, the Ramah says in Sif Beis, let's say someone's an istinus, and for him is moris, the havi l'day, something that's moris, is nichel graf shari. Four shaman that says, even though the tzibur is not moris, he personally has something that's moris, has a hetter graf, brought down by the Mar Avraham, Taisa Shabbos, and Mishnah Lama Zayin, El Rav by Oth, the Graz, Nah Shalom. Mishmu in numerous times has a lotion. If you want by us, the Khan, the Kuftez Vav, he says the words Lady Day. For him, it's Nichol Negeder Graf. A Moshe Chuva, they ask him, it says, Tol in the Fear Adam.
What about the
now the question over here is, we'll get to obviously, a couple of questions, is what happens in a case where I tell my wife, you know, she wants me to kill the table. I said, I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me. She says, the Graf. She says, fine, so you have a Heter. But me? Take out the diaper. Like, diaper, I don't care, let me here. I'm a buck, I live in the buck there. She's like, that's disgusting. She says, yeah, you're an istinus. She's like, I'm not an istinus. So the fine, can I take out this graph for her? For me, it doesn't bother me. Let's say I'm honest. Let's even say I'm honest. Let's argue the point. Can I actually take out the graph for her? Am I allowed to? So the Maisa, they asked him Moshe this question, and he says, once the head of graph of Adi, you're allowed to take it out. Don't ever say he said not to. And as far as he, every single sefer went this way. No one seemed to argue. From the Zalman, first way, he put on a Shemir Shabbos, Roshan, Mr. Kirillitz, Yom Avralik, Yisrael Kankievsky. Maisa, if there's a het of graf, you can take out the garbage. The garbage doesn't bother you.
Wow.
That's what you take out the garbage. Now the question is, let's say, you and your wife, it's not moist. But the little mice, it's moist. People have think diapers in their house are moist. But you and your wife are moist, you got used to it, you have 10 kids already. Well, Hashem, can I know? So the mice, the question, if you're not moist, do you ever have to take out a diaper? So economics is a dying fish. In that case, there's no heter.
No, well, that's your grandparents.
It's not Malkum D'Rosh, you should have that. Grandparents think it's Malkum D'Rosh, but it's not Malkum D'Rosh.
It's how far they live.
No. They should know it's not their Malkum D'Rosh. I have a hair. That's a jigsaw.
No way.
Now, in a case of something right now, it's in front of you, let's say you have food in front of you right now, it's not graph. But if you leave it out till tomorrow, this thing itself will turn into graph. You have to right now, taking it out, the gum right now is not a case of graph. A similar case of the cat, but there is no graph there. Here, the graph is here, but it didn't turn into graph. So here, mice, there are those who want to make Shalom Zalman, brought down with the Shemir Shabbos. Well, I say this case per se, the graph is here, but not the matzah of a graph right now. Even most from mice want to make all. Gamba Issa, we asked you this question. You said, mice, no. You cycle, so if you need the graph right here, right now. And the graph is not here right now.
Are you exactly the graph on
Shabbos? Now, when a person takes care of the graph, right now it's disgusting. You're cleaning up the table. You have to realize when you clean up the table, usually at the ending point, when you have certain things left, those things left are not really graph. Because only a couple of crumbs. Do you have a heter to take care of the ending when you start cleaning without the sugya of graph? That means, again, you have a whole table, tons of garbage. You took off 99%. The last 1% would have been there, would have left. It doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you. It's not eating anymore, so you don't care. But once you clean up, you know, your wife tells you, don't do everything already. Fine.
What's the issue?
Is there a head to graph? Can you do it? Can you metal to move to be a dying?
It's not graph. What's the issue?
It was graph, was part of graph, and now there's a head to graph continuing going with it. So the Shemir Shabbos, you're going to read down Shlomo Zalman, Mora Shabbos. But he says, if you stop in between, there's no heter. You're 99, 1% left behind, there's no graph anymore. Well, Berkowitz said, well, don't stop, you're cleaning constantly, you never stop the bula, that's all taking care of the garbage. You don't need to, every stage of the way, start calling, is this graph, this not graph, graph, not graph. This is taking care of this, this pile over here, that's nichel and heter, taking care of the graph. Now, yesterday we discussed how in the world do we change a person's diaper when you have a bayam inside the sugya of tzarach mekayim, you're not moving inside the sugya of graph. A lot of people are factoring upon me, so let's make it a little bit more practical over here. A person, he has a plate in front of him, he has either a case of bones in front of him, let's say there are no klavim, because you go like a moisha, you don't throw the klavim, or a case of shells in front of you, you have these different types of sunflower seeds in front of you, it's on your plate. And you want to put children there, you want to put salad there, so what do you do? You take a knife, you push it away. Why do you push away these things that night were la'achila? Let's say there are no klavim over here. Why do you push it away? So if we come with, not inside the graph. I mean, people are saying, why they push it away? It's a graph, it bothered me, disgusting. You push away my plate, and now I have more room over here to go eat. The Chora, if you really analyze, honestly, you're not doing it because it bothers you. You're doing it because you need a place over here. And with chocolate or strawberry, you push away also because you have to put your children over there. So the Chora, the main arm seem to take a knife and push it away. So the question will be, what exactly is that? So first, the Chayinah, they ask in this question, they point out, Lachor, to push it away, you will not have mice in the heter, unless you get rid of it. You're pushing it to the side, making a place at Sarf Mekhaimah. Elamai Shimon over here is saying, it's a Mishnah Berurah, it's a Kohen Kuf Tezvah, it says, take a socket, push away the crumbs below the table, the mice says mutter. So he pointed out then, the person can say, what is the heter tell to him on that side? That means, first of all, you can argue the Mishnah Berurah, like the grass says, Yod HaRechto, therefore Chayinah does not have this heter. You can argue mitzvah the chaznish called tilt and tzad and tzad dover and iser. Number three, even if you go like the Mishnah Berurah, you say that the heter Mishnah Berurah is tilt and tzad, because it's not the standard way of doing things. But said the Chodeshanim when they asked this question, how during the week would you want to make room on your plate to go put your children's various salad there? You take your fork and knife and push it away. That's what you do. The whole you said the heter tilt and tzad says the Achrayim. We'll get the sugi bezer Hashem simin shin yud shin yud aleph of ches is doing things that are bishinui, different. And that's the way of doing it, you won't have the heter tilt on that side. Therefore, the Chodesh Shani and the Bezir Orbach say, to move basilis on your plate inside the heter of graph, you don't have. Inside the tilt on that side, you don't have. So what do we do? How can you do it? No heter tzarf mekayim over here. Now for Shabbos, he grapples this question, he goes back and forth. He does end off, l'chor, if you have these things in your plate, should be osur. He said, it's sarachin. We don't see the Paiskim telling the oil to be zar about this. You end up why the not being told, but Pash Kavil is around. What are you all doing? Moving Mukhs on Shabbos? You have a bayah over here. He said, Sarachim, why that's so? So the Ilum was hacking about diapers yesterday. Let's ask you about yourself. How in the world do you move Klippas away? So again, if Klippas are where the Achilles Klavim, numerous times you can argue the point, being involved yesterday, fine. But it's not where the Klavim, let's say your watermelon seeds or your shells of your eating nuts over there. You have shells on your table, your walnuts you're eating, and you have one shells on the table. All the pistachio nuts on the table. I don't think anyone will tell you it's worth any animal to go eat. So how can you move it away? Take a knife? What's the answer? That's what you do during the week? Tell me during the week you do it differently. Fine, but I don't think so. Look, what's the answer? Now, in cleaning up on Shabbos, we have had to graph.
Stopping there? The answer? Mm-hmm.
I'm asking what's the answer as a question.
Come with Shabbos.
There's no heter of common Shabbos. Like, again, but are you not taking the mias is here, mias is there. You're not taking care of the mias. You're not moving because mias, you're moving because tzarach mekayim.
Because
either because you're too lazy to turn your plate around, or because you want to get another plate to get it off from the counter.
So turning your plate around is
it's not causing mias. No, it's not causing mias. It's because
turning your plate around
it depends if it's a head on the plate. Depends on what's in your plate.
Okay,
plus not
good because
you
want
to
take
the
garbage.
Again.
Mias
for you
to have.
Again.
What should you do?
Exactly.
You tap on the plate. You want to take the garbage. Having the garbage
on the table. No. So again. You can pick it up and put it in the garbage. You ask them, you take your plate, pick it up, and throw it into the garbage, the shells. Then you get rid of the graph. Your father just meals here, meals there. But when you push away, you're not taking care of meals. Take care of yourself in the kind way. Well, do machine learning find be agreed to the question? You're trying to make me kimto, which Oilam doesn't do. Okay, fine, so you're agreeing to the question. It's trying to get around, oh, yeah. But you're agreeing, thank you, we're agreeing, thank you. Now, when the person, when he's in a mocking dira, so to go take care of things, let's say he's leaving his dira. That means sometimes, you know, you're going out, going, let's say, to your parents, and like, let's clean up and go. Do you ever have to have clean up and go? Before the side of the hetter, it's not nice to be in a place that's matunav. Over here, why are you cleaning up? Because it's mental to clean up before you leave the house. But not many times it's disgusting and bothers you, because you're leaving the house and it won't bother you when you're not there anymore. So the Yisrael B'Yashu said, when a person leaves the house, to let's say, on the way to take out diapers, what's the hetter? On the way to take out the garbage, what's the hetter? The Shani says you can stay for a couple of minutes, take it out and come back, and Echlam you'll have hetter. Otherwise, on the way, what's the hetter? Which leads to the question, how in the world do you clean up by Kiddush? I mean, if people are sticking around, and you know, people get stragglers are coming later on, and 20 minutes later, half hour later, say, Echlam, those stragglers are really coming to save you. Not, you all have to wait for these guys. Or Hashem to come to help you, because it's nicer to have not being maturif over here. But stop, if you mamash do the last thing, take the garbage out with you, you're on the way, you're closing up the hall, there's garbage over here, you pick it up, and you're walking. What's the answer?
Why
does it make a difference
when you're allowed to clean up
for your wife? No, because she's there. Again, she's not the one of that. But here, there's no one there. Again, in the hall that they can close, I think, we close, a lot of halls, right? You close up and you're finished. The kids go down and play, but that's it. I don't, you don't have to clean up for the kids.
If someone's going to come there in a day.
What?
If someone's going to come there in a few hours.
Again, Shal Shudas, you're right.
No, that's what she'll do tomorrow.
After Shabbos, clean up after Shabbos. Have you been taught the books now? I'm not sure if I have to do it. You're saying you're not Sarah. You want to. Fine, you're not Sarah. I hear. Two is Sarah.
Why are we differentiating Mokhundi
Rasa? I'm saying that's why I quote El Viash of the Chodeshay that they said. Shouldn't blame it on me. Because you're not going to argue with them. But then, mine's come over. It's a Sarkasora. Mokhundi Rasa, the head is right now to live there. I'm not there right now. I'm leaving. I'm going to my parents. I'm leaving the hall. I take your garbage with me. What's that there? What? No, it's not me. When does it smell? On Shabbos after Shabbos? No, so it goes up to the base medrash shul. You're right. You're right. I'm asking. We'll hope I'll have a hint of a smell. But again, a lot of times you have a garbage here. It's in the bin. Doesn't bother anybody. And then you take it out. What's that there? A bunch of them by the door and take them out. What's that there? Yes. Because you don't have a heter. Or a hitter. Whatever you want to call it. Hitter or heter. I said no heter or hitter. I said either one.
The whole case of
dropping
the
line
was put your bed there until you're grossed out and then
you
take it out.
Because a hefted, exactly. If it's a hefted, you'll have a heter. If it's a hefted, you're right.
So there's a
hefted
here where the guy comes screaming at you. And we'll never let you out the
hole
again.
You're telling me this, a mukso. Now, to go, just go through the cases that are going to speak out in the game to the mukso that a friend of a hefted graph. First, zuvim, flies. Is there a hefted? So the Shisha Shabbos brought down chaynah, zuvim, flies. And if it's inside the drink, it's a graph. Before you have a right to go metatl. But let's say they're flying around, so they're reservoir, that's not a graph. They're bothersome. Something that's bothering you is not nichol in the head of a graph. Another case is because when Luna Sugan Simon Shinta Zayin the Gayat to Kinim, taking out the person's head and discussing killing it, to discuss Al Seder, about Yeshim in Lismoich, Al killing it, we should not do a Bizman as there. But shall we discuss that? We mentioned once they had to picking it up, it's Al Sugan Muxo. Kinim are Bal Chaim than a Muxo. So one of the stories says the Tilu David, brought out Mitcha Shabbos, it's a graph Shuri. It's disgusting to see kids scratching and bugs inside their head, even though you might get used to it. But it's true, you get used to it. But my says, still, this is a graph. It's only inimus, and I think you can even argue your point, nickel together mice. Well, also have other reasons why you're not taking it out of the head. What's nickel together graph? The kids, they live that way. Now, to get to an air conditioner, we'll get to a little so you get a bit of klima chonai, before the water that's coming out of the air conditioner is nailed. And therefore, to put a bucket underneath, we get involved in the interesting shaila, how can you use it? Is it mevatel kli? Or if the water from the air conditioner goes into the toilet, according to flush on Shabbos, you have an issur mishtamish with it. Okay, we'll get to that. Well, ma'isa, if it's dripping inside your house, because that's mamash habayin, like you're saying, nichon the hector of graph. And then you'll have to take care of it with the klom negate the graph of taking it out, and then you'll have to worry about other sugyas. But not mitzvah the sugyah of taking it out, mitzvah the sugyah of graph.
It's clean water, but it's not.
Why is it grout?
It's because it's good. If you're cooling house on the floor, you can mess up the house. That's the core case of grout. The Swarm would say that. The Ashtim Shemir Shabbos or Choshabbos, but the case of the Nail of Gomer. No, there's no Nolan Shabbos, there's no Nolan Gomer there. That means something brand new into the world. There is Nolan. What?
Same thing?
It's about to clean. We'll have to get to where it could be. Yeah.
What's the rain?
In a cloudy. Maybe.
Rain is not
it's clouds, right? It's not Nolan Gomer, but the if she is here, it's different.
Clouds are not
Don't remember. Don't remember. To get to, they discuss, let's say you have a book in your house that's mamish, can't read. Are you like, feckled? So you have to have a graph. A book in your house that's feckled. So, because someone left it behind, and you sent me to burn with the chametz. So, it's Shabbat Nichlin get a graph. So, the Maisim Chaim says it might be feckled, but it's not a graph. It's not Nichlin to get a graph. Now, to get to Baal Chaim that are in your house, so you have these cockroaches, or these, especially the Israeli jukes. So these guys walking around, they're alive over here. So the Gemara had a case where the rat is dead. You take it out with its tail and take it outside. Well, let's say it's alive. Is that Nichol Gedev Graf? So Kor Chaim, a few hundred years ago, he said about Nichol Gedev Graf, and he shares it's alive that way. I brought it down again, Ikav the Pesach Malach Lamaisa, Yom Zilba, and Abiyashiv, and others go this way. They would discuss who didn't get the case of a rat. Kor Chaim seems to go this way, and Abiyashiv, and others say Nichol of the Gedev of Pashas of a case of a graph. I can't see the Chodeshoni wants a taina if the rat is already trapped and it's alive. He wants taina, it's not graph to you, it just bothers you. You have to make a difference between bothersome and disgusting. If it's bothering to you, actually you won't have after. Disgusting, then I can't have after. If something is trapped, what is that? Is that Mias or that? I can't have it here. Is that what is that exactly? Just start clearing the question. Even Enim was stuck there. What bothers you when it's trapped when it cannot get around the house? She discusses it or she just bothers her and she's afraid. Afraid did not make you have to have graph. Bothersome is not graph. Disgusting is graph. Lack of pleasantry is graph. What's emotions? I don't think women's emotions are graph. Yeah, I'm not trying to take into account. Now, if you have these spider webs and Shabbos come on the place, you can say the Muxamach was good for you. But every time it says that way. So my idea, spider webs can knock them away. So we tell the Sikh of Korea, we say, look, there's no Issip, Sikh of Tolish, put Nan Lechon Gedev Seisavir. But come on, from the Zalman, you want time there, it's Lechon Gedev Graf. You walk in the house, you see spider webs, passing this, not nice, salute, in Nemos. Therefore, we tell the Sikh of Muxi, and I take them away. Now, I think this is on some of the table, it's interesting, we learned Sikh of Zayin, leftover food on the table. So it's because of the issue, Michael, for behavior, have behemoths, don't have behemoths. If you realize the idea of graph in the Shulchan Aruch is not brought down by leftover food on the table. It's only brought down in Sif Lam Hei, Lam Dal, Lam Hei, Lam Ho, but not negated to the leftover food on the table. So, some people want to point out, the only time it says graph is by throw up and by Tzaya, by Kesuri. And then what sounds like Macham is discussing the getter of graph is only something disgusting. Mice and Sif Lazayim were discussed leftover food on the table, who does bring it down, the Mishmur does bring it down. He says, but let's say you have a pile together and it's Nichlin Gedev Graf, you wouldn't have Eter. The Maisa, we hold leftover food on the table, Nichlin Gedev Graf, and each long have arrived from the Chaber, if what the definition of Graf over here is, could be in those days, things were very different. Maybe they point out, we mentioned, things that people do normally is that has a head of aim about Islat Chila, in it's a Graf of Chila. Maisa Gmoa says, what they do, then in Perkanaitel, they spit it behind them. They don't want to put it upon the table. Maisa, what's the big deal? So the way that Chayim can point out, they want to answer, the normal way was to put it on the floor. The normal thing was not combined together to make a pile over here. Since it was not the normal thing, definitely did not have the head to a graph. But if it was the normal thing, they want to be Mekel. Another case discussed is Dadrif, Nichol, and the head to a graph. So the way the Mishmar Shabbos speaks out, let's be practical. If it's Dadrif that's very clear, people see it, it's not nice, and past this, you'll have a head to a graph. If something underneath it, people don't see it, and therefore, it only bothers you, but not nice to the beer around you. Look, you won't have that graph. Another case is because of a bad smell. You can argue that they point out the idea of a graph is lot darker than the sense of seeing things, even the sense of smelling things. Any of your senses are literally get a graph. Therefore, any of the Lev Chaim, if you want years ago, brought him Arachas Chaim, and the Arachas Shulchan, place come along the title, that the heter graph is, again, anything that bothers you through your senses, whether it's seeing or even smelling. The last case is, of course, let's say a person, some of his cyrus from his beard falls down on the table or around. So they say, let's be practical. If it's not nice on the table, people see it, pass the issue about your breath. If no one sees it, you won't have better. Right? You won't, it's not disgusting, it bothers you, but you leave it there. Sif Lamed Hey. You have a circle of a graph and an ovet, basically the bucket itself. What comes out from the chaber is number one, you have a right to take out this bucket over here of merit line, or tzoya, no problem. Number two, it's also to bring back, unless the bucket inside has water. Now, what exactly is this bucket? It's a case of a either cheres, a case of eights. Meshua says, negate the sugya mateches, ayin simen tzang, pei zayin, negate the plastic, the chen discussal, aloch negate the kids who are patties, with aloch negate the plastic over here. We have the set over here of taking out the graph is mutter, bringing in only the case of water. And then come along, the Mishnah and says, we're saying over here the lock is to take it out, yeah, take it back, no. Let's say it's still in your hand. Do you have a head to bring it back? So Mokavam over here, it's called Samuk, says, very simple. I wrote in Sif Gimel already that once Mux is in your hand, you can put it wherever you want. Here also, I can put Muxa wherever I want. In this case over here is a Muxa Makmas Gufoy. So see clearly that the Mokavam says, even my Muxa Makmas Gufoy, you can put it wherever you want. The Chayodom and the Kitzer, they come along and they say, the Loch is you can put it wherever you want, Mogavom, Kidin Kol Mokso. Shavoy to be able to put it wherever you want. That means the Chayodom and the Kitzer passing like the Hashis Mogavom, that all Mokses, the Biyota, you can put it wherever you want. And then when Arnimus Plus can do things down this way, the Rafa Shulchan, the Benish Chai, Shemir Shabbat, Rafa Shabbat, and others, Hagam, even those who are Machmer, by the case Mokso Machmer's Gubay, like the Nasiris, earlier in Sir Gimel, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. Even over here on Maisi's Maker, once the Yodah, you could tell me the story is. Because over here, you have a Heter inside the Sugya of Graph, you can start climbing maybe Hutra and Chuyah, but once you have a Heter, it's the East Moksa, and you can take it back and forth, it's no problem. So, again, take a step further, Mishnah Berurah, he Maisi does bring down Magavram. I mean, even though earlier it said Achrin Mechmiu, but here Maisi maybe you can agree inside the Sugya of Graph, but he goes up further and says, the El Yabba, the Pirmakon, I'm factoring upon this Heter. That means Mishmu is not clear if he agrees with this Heter or not. I can't look at the Eliyahu and Pirim Gon, not discussing some Muksa per se, as other rights from the Sugya over here. But my sister, in the Shalom, you have graph, you can be Mamshik to Metalkalit. Now, when you bring it back, to the Mechabi, you need water. When do you need water? The best thing is to realize there are three cases in the Mishnah Berurah. There's one case when a person, he has to go to the bathroom and the bucket is full. The luck is, he can take it out and bring it back even with no water. That means he emptied it, and put it down, want to pick it up, bring it back, no problem. One case. He does point out the Shaitzi and the mysterious of Magavram, who might say he's Mekel. A second case is when you want to bring it back to take out more Merig Lime and more Tzoya. That's when you have to put water inside. A third case, that we want to bring it back, is water help. The other Maisi Mishmur goes back and forth about it. He ends up with the Eli Rabba and says, ready is Mishtamer. Mishtamer in place already, do not bring it back over here. Now, to get to garbage cans, how exactly do you go deal with how garbage is manazah? We have cans with bags inside, with mukhs inside. How to apply it? First, you have to realize every garbage can you have can have mukhs from before Shabbos, can have mukhs that was created only on Shabbos. So we have to define Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. First, to get to Erev Shabbos, let's say in your garbage there's only diapers and eggshells. Over there comes out the chur, then enter Shabbos. Your garbage is now a bus of the Dava Osir, and the only way to move it is when you come onto the Sugar Graph. That means when it gets the level being full over here, you can move it. That means even afterwards on Shabbos, you put in other things, Michael Odom, Michael Behemo, you put in sides Chapamis, it won't work. If Erev Shabbos, the last thing you did was change your kid's diaper, and you put it inside the garbage, and that's the only thing that's there, I think it's Einze, you won't ever have to move it only to the Sugar Graph. That's very simple. But let's say in Erev Shabbos, you can start clearing. Besides the diaper that was there, there was Michael Odom, there was Michael Behemer, there was Chad Pamiz. Now come Shabbos, you have things there that are Osir and Heter. To come along and say the Heter is more choshen than the Isser, there it's not a basis, and we can move the garbage on Shabbos. Speak out to explain. Negate the sugya of Michael Ben Odom that was thrown into the garbage. We saw already, we mentioned already, there was simple bottom kindness. Michael Odom is Michael Odom. And therefore, there's no muksa on Michael Odom. Oichlum kitzar kadesh, no muksa. And even though it's in the garbage, it's beseder. Negea to Michael Behemo, we also spoke out, that was one taino, that Meiser, Behemoth can come right now, take it out, go give it to them. The Maaseh is not Muksa. Simcha Banu also goes this way. Negate the Chad Pamis. Vasa says, it's in the garbage. If you take Klishal and throw it in the garbage, not Muksa. The Chad Pamis, you throw it in the garbage. Why is it Muksa? That means what we learned the past couple of weeks will come out. Kunav Simcha Banu, Kunav Osner. Our garbage has other things in it before Shabbos besides your diaper. As Michael Oden, Michael Behemoth, and your Chad Pamis. Will come out the garbage from Maaseh not Muksa. Therefore, Simcha Banu seems to pass in this way, along with Maaseh, the Oscar. Rav Zev Smith, you go to Camp Arshagar, Tavadas, you tell people, go move the garbage, Ma Baya. Or Yitzchak, he comes along and says, why is the garbage Maaseh Muksa? To take this specific case, it's very hard to be Michael. Maaseh, I pick specific shitas. But it can all three cases in the Chorot Baya. The whole heter of taking a Kli Shalom and throwing it into the garbage Erev Shabbos and not Kamukso says it'd be a locha, and best in the mid for the sugyo, because butler died to Itzi Kolodim. Or physically. But Maisa, things that are not butler died to. For example, the Chapamis in the garbage, but it was not taking it out. Michael Baby in the garbage, and was not taking it out. Michael person in the garbage, the person not taking it out. So come along, we don't have the saw butler died to. So come Shabbos, you can catch a tas, it's Mukso. What's the Muksa on Erev Shabbos? Come Shabbos, you put things in afterwards that won't have this problem. So what? Ready is a basis, the davar aser only, and therefore come Shabbos the court to move your garbage is a problem. So again, even though there are those who are making a loch l'maisa based built upon this idea over here, Pashas from the Mulas Sigur, and I think the Elam should agree over here, that any garbage, whatever is inside of it before Shabbos, I don't care what it is, you should be mekatzed das. There is no butler daitoi. The maisa should be Muksa. It doesn't say that one word you said, but could be.
You're not being
Menechet
for the whole Shabbos.
You're Menechet to take it out of the Shabbos. The bag? They're not coming to Menechet. Yeah, you pick up the bag.
Yeah.
The bag you're throwing in the garbage. The garbage bag, you know, you're talking about the garbage bin, maybe. The bag itself, no one's emptying out the bag and taking the bag back. I don't know how you take our garbage. What do you do? You know, plastic thing, fill up the garbage, pick up the plastic, throw the whole thing in the garbage with the plastic.
Moving the garbage in the camp, it does have a problem, no?
What?
Moving the garbage in the camp, moving the garbage can.
Yeah.
Then it does have a problem.
No, it'll still come out, it really depends what swallows. We have four reasons to get to single buses. Right, there's no.
Right.
We have four reasons. You only have three of them will be us, only one of them you might have.
But then it's not the whole shop.
Yeah, only that one, right. Which again, makes the question don't go with. Now, however, in a situation where it comes Erev Shabbos and you empty out like all good husbands that take the shul, go to shul with the garbage they hear inside the son of Achinu, so they have the last thing you do, you go to shul with the garbage. Come Shabbos, you open the bag, a brand new bag on Shabbos. Now, it was a brand new bag on Shabbos, now you can start clearing questions. What happened in Shabbos is Michael Odman sign, Michael Behemoth sign, Chal Pamin sign. Now is Nichol get of Shiver Kalim, that what happens on Shabbos, Roy Me'im Malacha is not Muksa. And that's a good question. How do you go look upon it? Now, I mean, just to speak out that friend we mentioned in the past couple of weeks, you have a Chad Pami they threw into the garbage on Shabbos. It's a Shiver Kalim, the Be'etzim did not really break. It's a good and wonderful plate over here. Except we have so many other plates, and mice gone in the garbage. Is a Chad Pami in the garbage of the Muksa? So you mentioned there are Cholopog is Eim Makilim, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Vosner, in the Kashuva, the Chodoshani, Chaim Knievsky, and others say, Chad Pami in the garbage on Shabbos. Why is it Muksa? Take it out, you'll use it. At Tzad HaSheni, we mentioned Numus Machmirim, Shom Zalman, of the Ashir, who was famous, Shemir Shabbos, how do you look at Chad Pami on Shabbos? Vo'id, Michael Odom in the garbage, how do you look upon that? What's the Machalik said among the Svarim?
Why can't Chad Pami just be a derech
and throw it out? It's a derech and therefore what? So you come and say there should be Dak, should be Muksa.
Yeah, out.
So the question is, it really is it Shivre Kalim? That means something breaks. Shivre Kalim, there's nothing broke here.
Yeah,
part of the question is, nothing broke is a good thing. That's another, that's a Satri Machmir. You're taking two sides over here.
No, but it's still the Dak to be
right. Okay, but it's a wonderful Kli.
It's a wonderful
nothing clay. Broke. Nothing broken here. So when something breaks, we have an idea of deck throw out. Something didn't break, we have an idea of deck throw out. Who said we have that concept? What? Because then when it. No, because then deck not throw out. That's my fault, standing.
Why do you want the katsudas? Do you use it once? You just throw it
in? Can I make katsudas and also take it out if I want to use it? Can I eat some katsudas? Also, stop. I'm playing the table. I'm a katsudas, nothing to use anymore. That's it, the mukso. Why? It's a good clean, it's a wonderful clean. Nothing broke over here, nothing changed over there. That's a shikodas question. Negeta Michael Odom, similar question with Machlakes among the Paiskim. Shalom Zalman, or Shabbos, we want to bring down Michael Odom in the garbage, switch away to Michael Behemo. Others want time to Michael Odom is Eichel. No books on Eichel. Therefore, simple bottom of Shemir Shabbos, there's no books on it. Number three, any garbage is Michael Behemo. Let's say we have Behemoths today. Is it Muxa? Send him in Chazitzchok, Shemir Shabbos, and others. I said, why is it Muxa? The animal will take it out of the garbage. For him, it's not moist over here. So the Yaakov Yosef will safer. Because for you, it's moist. It's moist for them. I don't eat anything in the garbage, Rabbiya. They go to the garbage and they rip up all the bags and I eat whatever's in the garbage. That's how the Shani Kalul Shomazam says, the Maisa, once gets moist in the garbage, you won't take it out. So you and Makatsadas, they might eat it. For you and Maisa, you won't give it to them. That means you name an axe and don't have your bones. She give the bones to the table. You won't go to the garbage and rummage the garbage and give your neighbor bones for his dogs. Because, you know, it's mice, disgusting. You don't think garbage, the diapers and other things over there. You're Makasadas from it. Therefore, there's a pickbook over here. You say mice is certainly in the garbage, Jack Lizdwick. It's only definitely getting a shiver came over here. It's mamish like it's in the ashba already. So, for these reasons, now I go back and forth if you had an empty garbage near Shabbos. Now you have a brand new bag, and you put inside Mukso, and in this Mukso bag, you put inside this, I'm sorry, get garbage inside, you put the Chavamiz, Mice, all the Mice, 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 plus in this bag, you have a tiktulu, and you have your eggshells, and you all the other klipos over here. Now you have a question, what is basil iser ul-hefer? What's more chashiv? Chatam is more chashiv. Michael Odom is more chashiv. Michael Behem is more chashiv. Great question. What is a garbage can on Shabbos that has two sides to it? But those will be very stark. Maisa, you threw everything out. I think you're mekatsadas is mukso. I was saying, what do you mean? You're not mekatsadas on Shabbos. Michael Odom is not mukso. Michael Behem is not mukso. Pami is not mukso. Therefore, there's no problem over here. Now, to be clear, Avada, if you have a bag in, let's say, in your children's room and you only put diapers inside on Shabbos, that bag of Avada is mukso. It's a bosses. You only have to move it out of your mouth. We're talking about a bag that has both things, heter and nisr inside. I mean, not just, if they only have diapers inside, still it's also. Only eggshells inside Avada is also. It has both things inside. It's a great shikl to ask question, how to look upon it. But in the Chur Avada, any garbage you have from before Shabbos, I think Avada Locha should be a smokso. But any garbage that was created on Shabbos and you have a new bag over here, Shalom of the Sfarim, how to go look upon it. Is it mukso or not mukso? Now, to get to the garbages, we have sometimes the garbages are either on doors or drawers or different places. And the question is, can you open these things to go get to the garbage? So, for example, let's say it's on the door and you want to open up the door and put the garbage inside. Is there a heter? So the question they're coming from is that there's a gemara that says when a person has a nair on the door, to open up the door, you have a bayam, it's a sugya of kivoy, gram kivoy. You might get involved with it when the ruach is motzai, not motzai. What happens at the sugya effect of Yishayinim? The idea of bosses. You have a door that has a nair in it. A nair is mukhsa lak maskufa because of the flame. And also, how will you open the door? It says Yishayinim because a door to a house is a chilik of the house. It's not a tuffle to the nair. The door of the house comes to Mishamish in the house. Agav, there's a nair there. Building upon that, they discuss when a person has a garbage that's on the door. Do you say the same idea over here that the door is a chilik of the house? Or no? So, coming to the Shamanistan, he says, whatever, what type of door you have, whether it's the door of the refrigerator, the door of the refrigerator is part of the refrigerator. The door to your house is part of your house. True, you might put things on the door. Might put things, whether it's in the refrigerator or the door to your house, things to hang there. But so, if people have time to handle the door, they'll put things in a mukso. But mostly, the door by etzim is made for the house, and not made to put mukso there. And therefore, if you want to make a mutzarachin, come on, Achoinim, or Chashabis, or Shmuel Orbach, he quotes, mostly they're not too happy with it. They want to point out, really depends, like you're saying, numerous doors over here are made to hold garbage. They're made to hold garbage. It's built that way. That's dysfunction. That's its design over here. For this reason, if it has this function, this design, they want taino. So if you have a mukso over there, banish moshes, chodgo metalklit, it's a bus over here. How in the world can you open up the door? There was a shmir sham to chosay, halacha maisa, lechay levi, or even the simple bottom. He says, let's say in Er Shabbos, the only thing you have on this bag of garbage of things in a muxel, a diaper, a tool. Echnami, you can open the door. Why, this is the function, this is the design, what are you going to do with it? The simple bottom, the Ocher Shabbos gives you an Eitzel. He says, make sure that by Er Shabbos, the mice of the bag is empty. It comes Shabbos, you want to go use it. Make sure you put inside not just diapers, but also have a Shir Meichel inside, a Champami inside. The Shittos, like, these doors could be have an issue. But the second problem come with Masarim, that we discussed already, is it the correct Anhoga to be Gurim and Tiltum and Asad? Agam it's Mutter. That means the Simon Shittas, Sev Gimel and Sev Dalad, where cases of Bosl, Isil, Heter, or the case of Shokach. The question was, is it correct to remove from the refrigerator the eggs, or not eggs, things that are mux in the refrigerator, the raw rice, the flour over here? Well, no, once I have a heter, I have a heter. So we mentioned then the Miyash of Shita, Numus Achan, go this way, that just like the idea, do not do grach, do not be, to assig a chiv of near, part of the chiv of near is also to make sure you do not be going tilting that sand lechat chilo. And therefore, come with others from and say, the reason why not to have your garbage on your door is why, even if you come on to the ages of what you're going to do, at the end of the day, you're doing tiltum and asad. Nivez ben yom zilver, but grossman shal mehuda, make sure to move the garbage off the door, and it's not going tiltum and asad. Now, if you did leave it behind, they said they agree, it's mutter. But not to look at chilo. That means there are two problems leaving garbage on the door. One is those who want taina, if that's a derech, that's a tsiro. If a bayam, it's sad, mamash is a bosses, and then we cannot open up the door, or open the refrigerator, kudaimu. Vo'id, even what tell me you go around the Eitzes, you make sure it's empty, you put things inside on Shabbat, and Isser and Heter, going to be going to Chilul, not after the correct number. Well, I think more common is people in the houses, they have these drawers over here, they open up, and there's mux, and there's the garbage, right there. It's on the drawer itself, you open up. Do you have a Heter over there? Then they point out, but Etzem, usually these drawers that come out physically are not attached to the house, and therefore will not have the Heter and Chor of a door to a house. Which then itself again, numerous places can be machmer. They have said Shmir Shabbos, and even the Shalom Yenison wants to make a door, says a jaw, a blood that's also. Rav Shabbos says, what's your hat over here? And again, you have to come on to Eitzes. Make sure an Erev Shabbos over here is empty. Come on Shabbos, and make sure there's also a hat and Isser. And again, you go and get something else, and says, not be going to tell them that's all the Chachilo.
Although the jaw is part of the cabin.
True, but again, the drawer can physically come out fully. Not like a door that Mamish can't disconnect.
It's definitely
a lid. We'll get to lid. Maybe not now, but we'll get to it by the show.
Put a guard back on there. It's not meant to disconnect.
What?
Put a guard back on there.
Under what?
Under the guard in the can, so it'll become a
lid. We'll get to that, it's to see why, maybe yeah, maybe no.
Theoretically, you take the door from the
engine
and just draw on the cabinet.
Okay, so you want to ask them both? I hear. Can I ask them both? 100%. Now, to open up a garbage with your foot. So, of course, the past Shabbos, when they put me off for Shabbos, I go to the kitchen, I want to throw something in the garbage, and there's a garbage with the pedal over there. So the question is, are you want to use open up a garbage with the pedal? So you can say, what's it? Baya, it's tiltul begufay, tiltul begufay. The mice is motor, which was the mission ches, the fucking gimel. So the heter tiltul begufay is because it's not the derech. So the Arfa Shabbos, this is the derech. This is made to open with your foot. So basically, there are two cases. The case which we'll not discuss now is the more common case, is when it opens up just the cover, well, let's be very practical, all the green mantas now in the street, how do you push the pedal down and the thing opens up? If you let it go do that or not, the big mavucha will wait to the sugya and see the sugya mukhni if there's a heter or not. But there's another type of garbage, when you open it, it comes out forward towards you. So the Urcha Shabbos, the one that you open and it comes forward out towards you, that's moving muksa. Then a bad also. There's no tzad to mat in that case over here. That means the Urcha Shabbos says the one that is physically attached, it gets about who's being a Shabbos shu. That's declaring why, yeah, mate, why no. But the one that to move the whole garbage itself tilts forward to you, the Vatna says the foot there is no heter. Yeah, yeah. Tell me again, if you go around the question, it means you're not as empty on Benish Moshes, and it comes Shabbos, depends how you pass it, so give Shabbos. Yesh v'yesh. Now, another question again to garbage, mentioned really before, the person moving the garbage towards the table when they have a heter of graph. That means, basically, clean up the table. It's disgusting right now, it's after the meal. So you have to have graph, you need more smoys. Now you want to clean it. Now, You want to move the garbage towards you. Now let's analyze what garbage we're discussing. If the garbage is a case that was only there on Shabbos, and an empty bag on Shabbos, so you have machlokes over here. Some say go move the garbage, some say you can't. Yes, yes. Numerous times the garbage is there from Erev Shabbos already, and you want to clean up Friday night. The question now is, can you go move? Is graf is a heter in muksa, or is graf in a heter in the graf? Very important question over here. So the nice couple of Nechonim, they point out two reasons why to be machmer. One is that Shlomo Zalman did not want to be pushed, the Shiloh is a heter graf, and therefore he kind of must be chosh l'chubra, and the person cannot move muksa mitzad graf. The only couple of Shabbos Yenison says, you have to analyze it. When you move the garbage away from the table to the garbage, how many tutulim are you doing? How many things are you moving? Once. When you move the garbage here, fill up and move it back, you're moving garbage. It's actually the case of moving muksa twice. So once a taino, especially the sugya over here at Chuyo, what right do you have to do two total muksas when you can only do one total muksa? I mean, if he's discussing a sugya, yeah, can make a full one offer, that's one total muksa. But the matter two total muksas, who says you ever had to go do that? Therefore, numerous achoyim, most of them want aser to move the garbage towards the table over here. Agam, Chodeshani wants to say, no, you ever had to, you can't move it. Rabbi Yashim has brought down three different swarm, three different ways when he holds. Maisa Rabbi Shailon, Maisa the Strikers Farm, why you cannot move the garbage towards you again when the garbage is muksa? You want to tell me the garbage is not muksa because it's empty, banished marshes, and on Shabbos you put aside Issen Heter? Fine. That's depends how you're asking that question, which you might like to shuckle among the swarm, what are you going to do? So, move it with your foot, tell them to go for that, Maisa will be motor. Maybe it's other question like you, you know, by other people going to learn from you, and therefore I will not do it, Chash Rishon, because they'll think you'll have more muksa on Shabbos, the garbage is not muksa. A person like you, they'll move. Well, people still think you'll have to move it. Now, the question over here is, let's say you have a garbage in front of you, and you want to make space over here. It's full garbage. Can you take your foot and push it down? Makes more space over here. Is that being metal to muksa? So, Lechur, what are you doing again? Being metal to muksa for on the graph. Similar question over here. I'm moving this muksa to take care of the graph of my table to put it inside over here. Is there a heter?
Yes, yes.
My Sefer Shabbos says it should be the same suffix. Again, you can fact check and say this is mamash tiltu begufay. I see others from have a problem. Or other people had a problem with the sugya seiser. When you push things down, you're cracking the bottles, you're cracking the kelim over here, and destroying kelim over here. Which is an interesting question, is that so or not? My Sefer, the way the Orcha Shabbos he wants to set up is: are you allowed to move this muksa, put more things inside? Which really leads to the question: you have a full garbage can. You want to put more garbage inside. But you have another Eitzel, just open up a new bag and put the garbage next to it. So the person had a heter to empty out this garbage and to put more garbage inside. That means, if a case is overflowing and disgusting, you take it inside the cigarette graph. But let's say it's fine. It doesn't bother me. I just need more space. That means I'm moving it again, Tzarech Mekayimai. Is there a heter to move graph Tzarech Mekayimai? So Shmir Shabbos Kulchos, I somehow quotes, there's a heter to move it with the cigarette cover of his. Well, every Sefer quotes him, Gil Sefer, Shamanism, or for Shabbos, or Karp, or Gross, they say, what are you talking about? Every time we scratch right now, we say there. But it's time to move it, Sarah McKinley. If during the week you don't mind having a garbage there and a bag next to it to put garbage inside, what's yet on Shabbos to make any difference? Again, if it's overflowing, it's something else. Unless it's a level of almost at the top, or a little less at the top, it's not moist over here. There's no head to the people you see all the time taking a garbage, putting it in another garbage. There is no graph, it doesn't bother you, therefore there is no heter. Another case over here is when a person opens up a garbage bag and puts things inside, a lot of time what happens, the bag closes. So now you want to put more things inside. So you want to open another muksa, put a graph inside. Can you open up the bag, get the plastic handles closed? Can you open up a plastic handle to put your graph inside?
That's the top thing which I should buy.
No, the whole bag, there's one whole bag over here. And the whole thing is a buses.
Yeah,
and if you had to graph back to the handles,
you go home. The rock on the top is Mishamish the rock, and the bottom is Mishamish the wine. So to here, we can split it. The top is Mishamish Mata, is our thing. The bottom is the
buses. I don't think so. But Maisa, the way I'll be asking, you want to say, since in this case, this is how you take care of the graph, the bag is naturally full down, you want to say you can open it, you want to say the Maisa should be water, I can't look for Shabbos, not the wine. So again, the mice again back to the question. Ilam etaltal muksa or graph. What's the heter? Hold up the handle. That means the correct way of creating a garbage bag, put it around the garbage bag and lock it in place so you won't have to open it. Otherwise, opening it, each one, if the heter is there, Now, you could say if you made it on Shabbos, well, it's a letter, no problem. But if they're from Erev Shabbos, or you want to be Machman Shabbos, you should learn clearly why it's to open up the handles over here. One last case is when a person will sweep, you have to either a Tultum Ansad or Graf Shuri, Mishabun, Simon Shalom, and Zayin, they put it inside a dustpan. So now you pick up the dustpan. What's the to move the dustpan? What's the answer? Oh, so come on, my friend, let me speak out. It depends. If it's Graf Shuri, you'll have answer. Let's say the dustpan doesn't bother you. There, you don't have answer. You have to realize that's because of Graf Shuri. Not because that's how I take care of things. No hetter sort of McClaimly, no hetter that's how I do things. You have to, sometimes people think the idea of Graf Shuri is matter everything. Graf Shuri is matter one thing. When it's in the most moist, you can take care of it. But since I need a place on the table, since I need a place for my kids, since I want to replace my garbage, people somehow think Graf matters everything. It's a mistake. I have not found that one sefer that says that way, and there's no swear for it. Graf matters when it's in the most moist. It's not matter more than that. That means if it's moist, economic, move the dustpan. It's not moist in the inner moist, don't move it. You have no weather. What? I said if it is. But don't think I'm not moving because that's the normal thing to go do. You have to be honest sometimes. You have to realize what you're doing. Yes, you have to think. I've asked numerous people, do you think? Like, no. You're right. Yeah, you got to think something. What exactly are you doing? If you know what you're doing, which is a good idea in general to know what you're doing, then economy, you have the hefty. Go sign with fun, if not, not. Fine, we just finished the parakanoital. We mamshech the sugya now of Kira. The base of base, the second half of Kira to come out the end of the parak over there. We're learning now Mavatakli Machonai. Then we're going to Ekli Nittel and Mekoda Mace. And then afterwards, we're going to have a chazar a couple of days with a test. And then we mamshech the sugya Kira. That's la parako.
Your garbage is full of cabinets.